This is Ruben.
Ruben, this is Dave.
Hey, buddy, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
This is not a lease, so what is our actual interest rate?
Let me bring up your file. Dave, if I lose you, my headset is going in and out of me, so bear with me. I'm trying to pop you back on it, okay?
Okay.
Is this a CPA question, or is this a Park question, or is this a...
This is a Dave question and a Billy question.
Okay.
Because now we're looking at...
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Perfect. If my phone dies, it's my headset it's been using all day. So what I provided for you is an equipment finance agreement. There is not an APR listed. I cannot list an APR. I can provide you a rate factor. Your accountant can feel free to run a T-value and amortization schedule if they wish. Not a problem. The people do it all the time. There is not an APR listed on our agreement. The monthly payment you were... So what...
You've got to kind of know what the APR is.
I can't provide... It's an equipment finance agreement. It's not a loan that separates interest and principal. I'm not jumping around or beating around any bush. My contract doesn't have an APR on it. So if I tell you, hey, here's your APR,
go ahead. How do I find out the APR?
You can have your accountant run a T-value if they wish, however they want to treat it. They do it on leases all the time.
But you said this wasn't a lease.
The capital lease, they'll still do it. They'll still run an amortization schedule. I assume. How were your leases treated before? You did a dollar buyout lease, correct?
Yeah.
So how did your accountant treat that?
I can't remember.
If you really want, I can provide you a buck out lease agreement. There'll just be two exemption certificates. It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. Here's where we go.
I don't know how much. If I'm paying, all right, let's say I finance the $58,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is my payment at $58,000?
You gotta give me a second while I load up your system. And I know this is very, very complex stuff, but I just do not want to shove any deal and have an upset customer.
Right. I don't want to pay 15% interest. I mean, if it's not, I can go down here to the bank and get 6%. You know.
If you want to go to your bank, that's fine. I'm not here to push you to work with us. I gave you the best approval I could with no money down, and it's the same program.
Right.
So put it this way: if I give you a dollar buyout lease, if you want me to, I can rewrite a lease agreement. If I give you a buck out lease, your payment will be the same. If you don't have an exemption certificate with us, we'll add sales tax to the payment. If you do have an exemption, we won't add sales tax to the payment. So without sales tax, the equipment is $54,059. How do people calculate it? Well, there's two ways to look at it. Generally, quarters is a simple interest rate. That is going to be a simple yearly cost of interest. It is not an annualized cost of interest. They're two very different things. So I can walk you through that calculation. I can walk you through that calculation. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
All right, so you're at $54,059. Your monthly payment is, just to confirm, is, what? Hold on. What is your monthly note payment? 118512?
That sounds about right.
Okay, I want to give you exact numbers. That means, including your first and last number payment, over 60 months, your total payback is $71,107.20. That means you're going to you've got to get to how much am I paying and how much am I paying over the life of the term.
Right.
That means you're paying $17,048.20 over 5 years. So the simple yearly cost would simply be the yearly cost, which is $3,409.64. Divided by the equipment cost, which is 54,049. So that should be about 6.3% simple per year. If your accountant provides an amortization schedule with an APR, that number is going to be much higher because that's a compounding program. I want to be as clear as possible.
Exactly. I understand that.
The rate factor I can give you is this as well. It's all about what is your rate factor. On this program, I'm not trying to steamroll you. I'm trying to give you as much information as humanly possible.
No, and I appreciate that.
This whole conversation has to do with your vendor charging sales tax that you were unaware of. That's all this conversation results in, which is fine. Bear with me. So your payment is $11.85.12. Uh-huh. That divided by 54,000 and it's 54,049, not $59.
Right.
Your rate factor is a 0.0219. What is a good rate factor for equipment financing just off an application and bank statements? It's usually about a 0.22, put a 0.24. So you're on the low end.
Yeah.
Okay. To compare this to a bank loan, your bank loan will be cheaper with a lot of rigmarole to go through. We're not here to compete with your bank.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
That
is a simple yearly cost. If your accountant runs an APR, I don't have an APR schedule in front of me, that probably number will be in the teens because that's a T-value number. Feel free to send my contract to your accountant. Nothing to hide. And it's not my contract. It's just Bank of Cardiff's contract.
No, well, you provided me with enough. Okay. I'll call you right back.
Real quick, just so you know. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
You're echoing. Yeah, I can run the number just off the, like I said, I don't have a T-value in front of me. Off the top of my head, what would I think that rate would be? It'd probably be in the low teens if you use an APR calculator. All I can tell you, it is cheaper than your first lease. If you want me to write a lease, I will send you a new contract with a dollar buyout lease. It's completely your choice. I do not care.
All right, let me ask you this.
Sure.
What's going to be our payment with the taxes on it?
Oh, yeah, you asked me that. So if you just want to get this wrapped up and pay taxes, no problem. What does that equipment cost?
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah. I can bring it up. Give me a second.
Okay.
Sounds like you've had a fun one.
Oh, it's been a crazy day. I've got more stuff. I don't need this on top of everything else I got going.
Well, at least you have someone in your corner that just doesn't want to just shove it to the side.
That's right.
Okay. So the equipment with sales tax is $58,509. What was that rate factor I gave you? Was it a 0.0219? Yep, it's 0.0219. It's 0.0219-2677 with all the decimals. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to take this and I'm going to multiply it by 58,509 and 13 cents, 1282. What is your sales tax rate?
8.25%.
Great. So your payment's gone up by about 8.25%. Same cost of money, same terms, just that difference.
All right. I'll call you right back.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.